are some of the other effects, the after effects from the hurricane that we can still, you know, we can still see the results of today?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Because it was such an impressive salvage operation that happened after the hurricane, a lot of the timber that would we would normally still see today was sawed up and put into sawmills and made into boards. There's an impressive tract of land in Winchester, New Hampshire, called the Harvard Tract. It's actually owned by Harvard University. It's about 20 acres, and it's actually completely surrounded by Pisgah State Forest. That 20 acres was never salvaged, and so you can go in there today and go through white pine trees that were 4 feet in diameter that are still on the ground. The logs are rotted, but you know, they're still very much there. It's pretty impressive to see that 75 years later, those logs are still on the ground, and that's what our landscape would have looked like. And how do we salvage that?
And had just been left to its own devices, left to nature.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, even with the salvage operation, there's still plenty of examples that you can see from the Hurricane of 38. And the classic one is what we call pit and mound topography. The pit is where the root mass was. So when a big tree blew over, you would see the root mass being torn out of the ground. And where that root mass was is what we call the pit. And as that root mass was decomposing and falling down, it would form a mound right next to that pit. And so if you walk through the woods, you can see these little undulations on the landscape. And a lot of times you can see that those pits are pointing in a northwest direction, which is essentially the way the hurricane was heading. The hurricane came from the south-southeast and then went to the north-northwest. So all the trees blew over in that direction. So you can kind of see that you'll have the pit, and then to the northwest you'll have the mound, just right next to it.
So these are effects you can actually look for on your next hike and see if you can spot something that may have been created at that time when the hurricane blew through.
Yeah, it's much more common than people think. It's you know, you just kind of take it for granted. You're walking through the woods, kind of uneven ground, but if you look a little closer, you can see that those pit mound topographies. There's been studies on that type of topography, actually, people going back and dating hurricanes. So a good example of some evidence of the Hurricane of 38 that you can look for besides the pit mound topography is what we call stilted trees. If you imagine that pit, or I'm sorry, the mound that was created after the tree blew over, you would actually have this raw soil with the root mass kind of sticking up in the air. And birch trees are pretty good at establishing on that bare soil in the root mass. And so what you end up with is a tree that starts growing on this root mass. The root mass will decompose and fall down, but the tree is still on these stilts, on these root stilts. So you end up with
I have that. Seen that.
Yeah, so you end up having this tree that looks kind of funny. You're not quite sure why it's on stilts or on these little legs, but it's because there used to be soil there, but that soil decomposed over time. And so you know, yellow birch is the classic example of a stilted tree that you would see out there in the forest. So I usually look for that. I also look for an abundance of paper birch or white birch, our state tree. Those trees came in heavily after the hurricane of 38, just because there's a lot of sunlight that hit the ground. Their seeds were able to germinate and grow and dominate.